Run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
MPAC Live presents Kenny G, live in concert. Multi-platinum selling, Grammy Award winning Kenny G. October 25th, 8 p.m., Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Of all your favorites. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at MPAC Box Office, 334-481-5100 and at Ticketmaster.com. Kenny G in concert. Visit KennyG.com for more. Presented by MPAC Live.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's August 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of August, 1969, the Woodstock Music Festival opens on a patch of farmland in Bethel, New York. The event was attended by almost 500,000 music lovers. But if you count all the people who say they were there, it's more like 47 million. Have a great August 15th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Time of the tone, 7.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There were some firsts to come out of yesterday's primaries in four states. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Ahlquist is the country's first transgender candidate for governor.
I must say I'm incredibly honored to have all your support.
Ilhan Omar could become the first Somali-American in Congress. She won the Democratic nomination in Minnesota. Democrat and 2016 National Teacher of the Year, Johanna Hayes, would become the first black woman from Connecticut in Congress if she wins in November. The man accused of driving a car into people in London yesterday, injuring three, is identified as 29-year-old Salih Khatir.
He is a British citizen now, but he was born in Sudan. He is being questioned at a South London police station on suspicion of carrying out an act of terrorism.
Sky News correspondent Mark White. Police have searched the suspect's apartment and two other properties. Fox News, you report, you decide.
And it's just past 7 o'clock.
Yes.
I spent so much time looking for just the right top of the hour opener from Rusty. I whiffed. I wasn't ready. We got one ready for 8, but not for 7.
Oh, jeez.
But it's 7 now.
Well, this will work because I think this is all about Wednesday.
Well, here we are. Just another day on the...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
No, we're not doing that.
Guess what day it is?
Now. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Just another day on the radio. Greg Budell. I noticed we had steak or sausage this morning for breakfast.
Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Right. And Jay Scott, I heard you tell Emily Hayes that you had nothing but cat facts for random facts this morning. Is that true?
I lied.
Emily Hayes, does that make you angry?
No, I'm not angry. This is how I am. I don't have no hostility at all.
So you're okay?
Hell to the end.
Bailey, the Wonder Doll.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
I should know by now, but I don't have to ask. And Rich Thomas, did you cut yourself shaving this morning?
Just a flesh wound.
Well, that covers everyone. But there's one question I've always wanted to ask you, Emily. Why do you work here?
Why does anybody work for somebody? They need a check. I need the CHEQ, okay? So that's why the hell I'm here.
That's the best answer I've gotten all morning. Stand by for three men and a lady. And by the way, no camels were harmed during the production of this segment.
It's always funny to thank Rusty.
Let's get nuts.
Yeah, it's time to get this party started. We're all here. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Do it again. I like it.
And today, Rich Thomas.
Oh.
Oh, you want to talk? It's time to talk about weather?
Yeah, it is.
Time to talk about weather.
But not until I play this very important introduction.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Dense fog advisory in effect officially till 9 o'clock this morning. Now, some areas are foggier than other areas. For instance, less than a quarter of a mile now at Montgomery Stanley Field and at Prattville, and less than a tenth of a mile now at Maxwell. That's some tough stuff. Otherwise, look for a hot day today when after the fog burns off, high temperature up to about 96, heat index 102 to 105 today. Storms will be few and far between. As a matter of fact, the rain chances are very small today, but not zero. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, scattered storms return, high temperature around 92. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, a generous supply each day. And many towns will get some generous rainfall, some towns not as much, highs around 90. Right now, this morning, a little weather 101. The temperature is 71, and the dew point is 71. So that means the temperature has reached its dew point, and that's 100% relative humidity, and we have fog at 8 minutes after 7.
That's Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Luquire. They're ready to go right now. If you called them right now at 264-9666, they would be ready to go and take care of your problem because they are always ready, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge,
Rich, they never charge overtime.
Right, exactly. No matter when you call.
You call them at 2:17 in the morning, they're there.
That's right.
They're going to charge you like regular 8 to 5 hours.
Could be you calling, could be me calling, could be Bailey. Well, Bailey wouldn't call. Anything from a leaky faucet to a broken pipe, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. For over 2 decades, they have been number one in the River Region, and I use them, and I find that they're very prompt. In fact, they pick up their phone, they tell me they're on their way, and that's always a great thing as well. Again, the phone number is 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com, and to click on the plumbing tab. So Plumbing by Luquire, that's the deal. Give them a call, 264-9666. Alabama certification number is 84417.
I can tell in that last web address that you gave that you were holding back from saying Adiakim.
Adiakim.
Yes,
I kind of felt like you wanted to say it. I just want you to know it's totally okay if you want to.
Yes, get your note-taking devices handy. JLive Random Facts coming up. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Some great deals this week. We'll run down the specials a little bit later in the hour. Right now, traffic and your local news, and then we're right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We still have the all clear as far as accidents and delays go, but it's not clear as far as challenges to the drive this morning. There's wet pavement out there and the possibility that you could run into some pretty heavy fog. So be careful. Keep an eye open for all that stuff. The back-to-school savings sale at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter continues with 150 quality late model vehicles to choose from. That's at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, you've got to drive your kids to school before the truancy officer comes after you.
Call me sometime when you have no class.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know the first day of school has come and gone for some. It's still to come for others. No matter what the experience, nobody takes these traumatic moments in life and puts them into perspective better than Barney the Dinosaur.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the first day of school. School year starts, it's your first day, but when you leave, you start to shake, 'cause you won't see your mom all day. Separation anxiety. You'll feel better after you meet your best friend in the world, who will never punch you in the nose as long as you give him your lunch money. But how will you get to school? The driver of the bus is a scary guy. He's got tattoos and a lazy eye. The driver of the bus will make you cry, but your parents force you to go with him. Ooh, he'll be okay, kids. Every bus driver I've met is a hygienic and sober member of society. Barney loves you.
And what a job they have, too. 713 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Joining us, our friend Morris Capuano from Renaissance Bank. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Hey.
Good morning.
I was trying to do a bit of trivia, kind of like I do random facts. What is number one franchise, food franchise, in the world?
Subway.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Very good.
Yep. That was one
very
of,
good.
I almost had it in random facts that there are more Subways than there are, I think, McDonald's and some other company combined.
And Starbucks. Well, no, Starbucks was like 27,000. McDonald's was 37,000. Starbucks was 43,000. And do you realize right now they have Subway specials? Now I'm doing a plug for Subway, where you can get a Subway for $5. And did you know you can get into a home less than $5?
No. Oh, hey, look at that.
Hey, here we go. He's learned from the master of the Subway. Very good.
All right. Chomping up there. Okay. I thought about that 5:30 this morning. So you can get into a home for less than $5. I mean, you really can. One of the reasons that people can't get into a home, I was reading another article this morning, is they don't have the down payment. They think they have the down payment. They don't know what their credit's like. And we've talked about this so many times. And so many times, there's so many people, some have called, but a lot of people who just are frightened to make that first move. And Greg and everybody over there has talked about how easy it is. Dial, pick up the phone and dial 7 digits, 10 digits, and you dial 334, whatever you want to do. And you can call us at, you know, at 409-9300 and see. You don't have to spend $5 to do it. Use your cell phone if you're calling from out of town. Ask what it takes. Ask what steps are necessary. It really is easy. And, you know, sometimes when there's a long line at Subway and you're waiting 20 minutes to place an order, or you don't place your to-go order, we'll take your application over the telephone. You can apply online, whatever it is. You can apply, on the Internet. A link will be sent to me. Your information will be filled out if you want to go that way, or if you want to pick up the phone and call us and speak with a live person and not place your order through a kiosk like you might do at McDonald's one day or somewhere else one day. Pick up the phone, call me, 409-9300. Less than $5 will get you into a home.
And Morris is the guy you want to guide you through the process, whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been down that road before. Nobody works harder and makes it easier through the process than Morris. At Renaissance Bank, with all the programs that are now available to you as a home buyer, get with Morris at 409-9300. That's 409-9300. For Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669. By the way, even though Subway outnumbers McDonald's,
yes,
McDonald's still leads the pack in gross sales every year.
Huh. Yes. And did y'all register for that McDonald's gold card?
The gold card? I haven't done that yet, but I heard about it.
Yeah, yeah. It means, like, you can eat two, what is it where they sell?
Two meals a week for life, I think it is.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of Big Macs. Yeah, but,
I got a little song for it. Listen.
Good morning. Look at the sun. My friend said it couldn't be done, but I just won. I never dreamed that I would climb over the kids right next to me, but nevertheless, the toys, the fries, the burgers, they all are free, 'cause I've got the McDonald's gold card. I've got the McDonald's gold card. I've got the McGold, so I'll never pay. And with the McDonald's gold card, it's a free McDay.
I love it.
That was
good.
That was the Irish Rovers.
There we go, guys. Hey, thanks. You'll have an awesome morning. Thank
you. See
you. There's only one of those gold cards they're giving away. I think the actual value, estimated value of one is $35,000.
I never heard of this.
This is a big deal. I think they announced it at the end of last week. What's the date on that song?
I'll look it up.
Now, there's a movie coming out about the Monopoly scandal, right?
There is, yeah.
That's one I want to see. Because, and man, what a terrible thing to have happen when you had people, you know, jumping through hoops to try and win those million-dollar cards, and somebody behind the scenes was manipulating
man,
the whole thing.
I know.
And it wasn't...
What a scandal.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy who had access gave in to greed.
Yeah, for the first time ever, you can win a McDonald's gold card this week. That was on the 13th, which would have been, Monday. So, wow, the mobile McGold card... a moving TV billboard informs you that between August 10th, August 24th, 2018, if you complete your McDonald's order on the mobile app, you could win a McGold card, granting you free McDonald's for life. You gotta order with the app, and then you're entered.
I wish Ruth's Chris would do this.
Yeah, but for what they charge, they don't let you have a free meal once a year.
I know.
I saw a thing yesterday running down the top 25 most expensive steakhouses in America.
Is Morton's on here?
Morton's was not on it. Yeah. And most of them are either in Vegas or New York or California. Uh-huh. I was kind of surprised, actually. One of the top ones was in San Francisco, one in Seattle.
So Chicago?
Aren't you going to Seattle?
I am going to Seattle, yeah.
I'll get you that inflammation.
What's the famous one in Chicago? The Harry Carey's is not a steakhouse, is it?
No. Chop House is the place you're thinking of.
Okay.
And that's a relatively new one. It wasn't there when I was in Chicago.
Is that what they call a five? No, what's the number one restaurant? It's called a what?
Five-star.
Five-star?
It's a Michelin. Yeah, the Michelin star.
There's another travel service that does those kinds of things, too. What's that? I can't remember the name of it. Come on. Help me out.
Is it like Five Gnomes or something? I don't know.
You looked it up one time. There's none in Alabama, right?
Five stars?
Yeah.
Michelin star restaurants. Let's see.
I'll tell you what. Baumhauer's in Mobile. That fine dining restaurant.
Oh, Dolphins?
Dolphins, yeah. If that's not on the list, that's a crime.
We all need to go there.
Yeah, he's invited us.
Well, then why don't we go there? October 27th. It's a bye week.
Keep having dental problems.
Excuse me, keep having dental problems?
While Jay is looking that up, let's check track.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Very quiet on the old traffic switchboard this morning. No calls so far for accidents or delays on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, or the 31s. It is kind of foggy outside, though. Be real careful with that. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 90 seconds away from random facts. Win yourself a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz following.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers. Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is August 15th, Relaxation Day. Kill the music and give me some beach atmosphere. Nice. Now, how about a drink in a coconut shell with an umbrella in it? I know they're only sound effects, but you gotta do what you gotta do on Relaxation Day. Hey, got any tape of hot chicks in bikinis? That's what I'm talking about. Oh.
And now,
I'm so relaxed that I didn't do a convoluted intro for
Random.
That works.
Some days,
that
kids, works. Someday he won't have one, but we haven't come to that day yet.
Not yet. Did you know?
You're all looking forward to it, right?
No.
Not at all. I like those. Did you know that when organized cheerleading began in the year 1898, it was an all-male activity?
Yeah.
Nothing but dudes. It wasn't until 1923 that the University of Minnesota.
Where it snows and it all lands on the roof, and Tom's got to go out there and shovel the walk so we can get to the mailbox.
That's very well done.
Thank you.
Brilliant, considering your delicate condition.
Please clap. Yeah.
Sounds like a Minnesotan from Canada.
Emily McDormand's in the house with us today. What do you know?
The University of Minnesota permitted the first female cheerleaders. By World War II, women started taking over, and in 1975, it was estimated that 95% of cheerleaders were female.
Well, now they're coming back. Male cheerleaders are coming back to the NFL. That's an interesting development.
Did you know that Rhode Island is the only U.S. state with a state holiday to commemorate Japan's August World War II surrender? In 1945. Victory Day, as it is called, is celebrated on the second Monday in August.
Did state workers get that day off?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, if we get Robert E. Lee's Laundry Day off here, why shouldn't...
Do we?
Sure.
I'm sure every state has its own weird holiday.
Tecumseh's birthday. I love that.
Our eyeball feels funny.
Did you know in the United States, if your cat...
What?
...needs a... Yeah, cat fact.
Yay! What does the bad feeling play under it?
Did you
double click?
Population.
All right.
Did you know in the United States, if your cat needs a new kidney, it is legal to adopt a second cat with two healthy kidneys and then have one of their kidneys transplanted into the first cat?
That's the nicest fact of the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is still one of my favorite cool countries, I swear.
Yeah,
that's really
how
nice.
How about that? I'm taken aback.
Did you know that the song All Star by Smash Mouth...
Oh, okay. Lord.
...was written with the intention of being an upbeat, self-confidence-building song for fans who were being bullied for liking Smash Mouth?
Hey, now.
You're an all-star. Moving on. Did you know at George Washington's farewell party in 1787.
Mm-hmm.
56 people drank all of this stuff. 60 bottles of... I'm going to screw this up. Is it claret? Claret?
Let me look at it.
C-L-A-R-E-T.
Claret.
Claret? 60 bottles of that. 54 bottles of Madeira. 8 bottles of hard cider, 8 bottles of whiskey, 22 bottles of porter, and 7 large bowls of alcoholic punch. The bar tab was $15,000 in today's money.
By the way, that's not the worst of it. Everybody that went to that party had a dream they were in a rocket with Ryan Stennett and Olivia Dees.
That's the last time you'll have dream therapy with us, right?
Looking for little Andrew.
Probably noticed all those company logos.
Why do I share things with y'all? You only make fun of me.
Codeine's kicking in.
Yeah. Cause see, I took it last night. Like it's supposed to take 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours. So I took 2, and just coasted on that to go to bed and stuff because I didn't want to be all willy nilly when I got here in the morning. Well, it looks like I was still feeling a little willy-nilly. But now that I've had breakfast, I've taken my medicine. So.
These aren't breakfast.
Stop it. I meant real breakfast.
And by the way, Jay, that was 179 bottles of stuff. I did a little math.
Good Lord.
Look at you with the math and the arithmetic and the apothecary.
Did you know, during the police lockdown of Boston after the marathon bombing, there was only one business allowed to remain open?
Waffle House.
No, but you're close. Dunkin' Donuts.
I was going to say a donut place.
Look, Dunkin' Donuts, I've been to Boston one time.
Me too.
And it rivaled the amount of Starbucks in Seattle.
Are they
the amount of Dunkin' Donuts on every street corner.
No,
are they based out of Boston or were they?
They're not.
They're just really, really huge in Boston.
Yeah.
Park the car and the hobby yard.
The reason they have that weird accent, that, you know, what does a Boston dog say? Bok, bok.
Bok, bok.
Is because they have fat epiglottises from all the donuts they eat. Right?
Okie dokie.
Do you know what the most covered song in history is?
Don't Stop Believing. Hound Dog.
Most covered song. Yesterday.
You would be correct.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you go.
A lot of people think it's Amazing Grace.
Boys to Men did a really good cover of Yesterday.
But the Beatles' Yesterday is the most covered song in history.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been covered more than 2,200 times.
And it plays in every elevator in America,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. From Liberace.
To Boys to Men.
To Boys to Men, to Elvis Presley, to Frank Sinatra. They've all put their own spin on that song, among many, many others. Did you know, in 1875, three Frenchmen, two turtle doves, traveled to...
That's pretty good.
Three Frenchmen traveled to a height of 28,000 feet in a balloon. When it landed, only one man remained alive, and he was permanently deaf.
What?
What happened?
They went too high.
Oh, and
the air pressure and oxygen. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I bet he never got on another balloon, huh?
Or he just committed the perfect murder and got away with it.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Very Hitchcockian. Ooh.
Yeah.
When you think about it, yes.
Ooh.
Did you know how Mark Twain got his name?
Yeah, we talked about this.
I've heard this before.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the boat in the Twain.
And you measure with the stick. And
he was a riverboat pilot. Where at?
On the Mississippi River.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Where?
On the Mississippi. Where on the Mississippi? This was in Louisiana, I want to say.
It was in Hannibal, Missouri.
Oh, Hannibal, okay. Of course. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
What an idiot, I forgot.
But, Hannibal, Missouri.
But it's a mark.
And they would throw a line out from the boat to measure the depth,
mm-hmm,
and they would shout Mark Twain if it was a safe depth. A mark is the same as a fathom, 6 mm-hmm feet,
right,
and Twain means two.
Uh-huh. And if you do it properly, never the twain shall meet.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Here's a dog fact.
Dog fact.
Mark, mark.
Weird but true.
You got a lot of that premature.
I have a sprained finger. Don't ask me how I got it. No, it's
you're going to go blind if you keep clicking the hotkeys like that.
It's stiff today.
Oh.
A Scotch collie dog. What?
That just sounds cute.
Yeah, little Scotch Collie dog. Walked 2,551 miles to Oregon from August of 1923 to February of 1924, going back home. He got lost from his family when they were on vacation in Indiana.
I remember reading that story. That is amazing. Yeah.
There's more than one of those. They lost a dog going to Disney World, and the dog went back to Michigan.
How it knew to do, yeah.
That's amazing. It's just amazing. I love that.
And finally, did you know that in 2012, Walmart abandoned one of its buildings in McAllen, Texas? As a result, it was built into a 124,500 square feet library. It is the largest single-story library in the United States at a size equal to about 2.5 football fields.
Except now you can put a whole library on a little chip and you don't even...
This is true. You can, totally. So... Those are your random facts.
Jay, that was very impressive.
You did a good job, Jay.
You done good. So these guys are going to caucus on our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Everybody that calls to answer the question will be given a chance, if they're wrong or right. They'll be in the drawing for the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Football season, 2 weeks from Friday. And that's when we have our first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. You'll have a chance to win the works, but you'll also have a chance this Friday to win a complete service on your vehicle at any of their now three locations. Double down downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, it's the perfect setup. You just drop your car off and they'll take you back to your office, pick you up at your office to bring you back. Whatever work is done, you know, whatever you need done. They will make it so easy for you. Same thing, Southeast Montgomery on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And now, Scenic Millbrook. What an amazing thing. Ever since Emily Hayes moved to Millbrook,
yay!
Businesses are sprouting up.
Big doings up there in Millbrook. Hey, speaking of, while they're caucusing or what have you.
We've caucused.
Well, I'm still telling a story.
We finished our caulking.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
So... fiance's in the Walmart the other day, and he runs into that gentleman that you just heard, Rusty Aldridge, where Rusty thanks him for his calming effect on me because I haven't been as violent recently.
You hit me yesterday.
I was going to say it was carnage here.
You hit me yesterday.
Carnage. Oh, well, he saw him like the other day. Oh. It wasn't like it was...
It was before the hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you brought that on yourself, as per usual.
But, you know, it's been...
Thanks for jinxing.
Well, more than a year since the smack heard round the world, smack right?
Down. Well, you know, I've worked out some of my issues.
Anyway, just keep that in mind, because right now we're going to ask you to call and play today's pop quiz question. Here is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts... we talked about a big party that George Washington had.
It's a really big party.
Really big party. But we don't care about that. We just want to know what university was the first one to have women cheerleaders.
Wow, I don't think I could answer that. I was here.
I did a whole bit about it.
It was very forgettable. I'm sorry. Look, here's what happened. Now... this is Radio Emily. It's Radio Golf. Remember who was down there beating your eggs? You put the ball on the tee. I got to swing and hit it. Funny guy.
That's a much more reasonable thing than talking about whales.
Not enough codeine in the world.
272-9228 is our number.
First university to start permitting female cheerleaders.
Yes.
Yeah. 272-9228. And we'll start taking calls right after this traffic update.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just noticing an accident popped up here on the Eastern Boulevard. That'll be right at Carmichael Road, so watch out for that. The rest of the boulevard looks really good. Atlanta Highway's in pretty good shape. Don't see anything on the 65 or 85 that will give you any problems. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's see if we have a final winner for our pop quiz question, and we start with Robbie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
All right, man. Listen to y'all all the time.
Appreciate
it's Minnesota. Minnesota.
Yes, it's the University of Minnesota.
Remember the bit that I did about the snow on the roof and all that stuff, Greg? I mean, come on now.
Actually, that was excellent.
Oh, yeah. But one of my favorite movies was Fargo.
Do you happen to know the year, Robbie, by any chance?
Pardon?
Do you happen to know the year that they started allowing that?
Was it like 1932?
That was 23, but that's okay.
Yeah,
you're still a winner.
Back, reverse, yeah. But that's good.
Okay.
I get kind of dyslexic at times.
Okay. That was right. Close. That
you
was
got
close
it, though. You got the answer right. So you have got a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlets.
And I might suggest, if you love ice cream, you can get a whole gallon of Blue Bell, the very best, any flavor, and another one, and still have change left from that $10 certificate at Food Outlet. Or you can walk out 2.5 dozen. That's, 30 eggs. You can walk out with 150 eggs, medium-sized eggs, because they're $1.91 for 2.5 dozen at Food Outlet. Anybody going to challenge me on the math for that?
No.
No.
I figured you'd do it anyway.
If you're saying it, it's got to be right.
Or 10 Totino's party pizzas. They're a buck each.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yes, pizza roll.
And Chuck Rose, too.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck is back at $2.45 a pound.
Chucky baby. Point.
All good at Food Outlet with three locations, including Postcard Lake Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street in the Preferred Community Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, right next to our friends at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Some places are seeing more fog than other areas. Some of the airports around the area are down to a quarter of a mile or less. Danny Field, Prattville, Maxwell Air Force Base. But then you come up on other areas. For instance, on my way to work, there was hardly any fog at all. So it just depends on where you are. Dense fog advisory till 9. Hot day today as the sun comes through all of that fog with a high around 96 and a heat index 102 to 105. Rain chances are not zero today, but they're small compared to yesterday, about 20%, let's say. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, scattered storms return. We'll bump the rain chances up a little higher to about 40% tomorrow with a high of 92. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms. A generous supply each day, right on through the weekend. Some towns will get a lot, others not as much. High temperatures around 90, and right now, this morning with calm winds and a temperature of 71 degrees at 7:39.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
With a memorable message on behalf of Dr. Jeff Pansley, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. So we have talked about the flexible scheduling with Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You know, they're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to noon and 2 to 6, and Tuesday and Thursdays from 7 to noon. They're conveniently located on Highway 14 in Millbrook, but another thing that we haven't really super talked about a lot is the fact that you can schedule your appointment online and do your new patient paperwork online as well. And if it's your first time going to a chiropractor to deal with whatever pain you're suffering, not only can you save time by doing all that paperwork online, you can also learn about what a chiropractor does, how your spine really dictates a lot of what's happening in your body as far as your pain goes. And I've learned so much over the last month of going to Dr. Jeff Pasley of Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And a lot of that information is on the website. So learn more about chiropractor practices in general, learn more about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic visiting MillbrookChiropractor.com. I also highly suggest you check him out on Facebook, too. Just look at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You can see what everyone's saying about how Dr. Jeff Pasley and his team at Millbrook Family Chiropractic has been taking care of them for over a decade now. So give them a call, 285-8483, or like I said, I highly suggest you check them out online at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Okay, you...
A dot com.
A dot com. No, Kenny G tickets to give away?
Ooh, yes, Kenny G.
Okay.
In fact, you have a new clip to play.
All right.
So they can guess the Kenny G song.
We're going to play the one-hit wonder then, and we'll give you...
And it's one note.
One note from a Kenny G song, and we'll see. If you love Kenny G, you should be able to identify the tune, and that is coming up.
Were you able to find it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, if you reload it, it goes to the same...
Right. That's I just put it on the same one, yeah.
Okay, so it should be there.
Oh, yes.
Can I try it?
Sure.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right.
That's study, one note.
Study that. We'll be back with a contest in a moment.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
I can't wait.
Here they are.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Clueless Do-It-Yourselfer.
Mr. Clueless Do-It-Yourselfer.
You've successfully changed light bulbs and put new batteries in your smoke detectors. And with that kind of skill set, it's time to go way out of your league and gut the bathroom.
With a pair of pliers and a Phillips screwdriver.
Get used to whizzing in the woods.
And dropping all your deuces at Dunkin'. Yeah.
So the next time that big box home improvement center tells him, you can do it, we can help. Take the nail-pounding banger gizmo out of his hand and say, no, you can't, and no, they won't. He's Mr. Clueless Do-It-Yourselfer, a real American hero.
Mr. Clueless Do-It-Yourselfer.
Hey, that's a load-bearing wall. That's a load-bearing wall!
747 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Three men and a lady. We're getting ready to give away tickets to see Kenny G.
October the 25th.
With our One Note Wonder contest, but we want to clear the lines to make way for the flood of calls who will try and win this night out at Impact with the world-renowned Kenny G. But first, we have a call from Carl.
Oh, hey, guys. I was hoping to answer Kenny G.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on. Let me play it again for everybody else since we haven't officially started. Here's the clue. Let me repeat that. All right, Carl, you ready? You get to be guesser number one.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Forever in Love.
He says it's Forever in Love. Could that be the winning song title? How did you know?
Man, I just pulled up YouTube, and the second one that was there was Forever in Love. Yesterday was the first one, so. And the first note sounded like it. It was a good guess.
You can see how hard we work and how deep we like to go to find the song. So congratulations, you're going to see Kenny G.
Man, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that.
Hang on. Jay's going to get you jam up a jelly tie with that. Hey, Bomb Hours tonight. Tonight, our celebrant is LaDonna Brooks.
Yay, LaDonna!
She's the leader of the pack. She is the bon vivant, the...
The leader of the pack.
I did it in my head. I heard it, too.
She's the head gangster of the nights at the round
table. Why do you call her a gangster?
Oh, I don't know. Just to sound hip.
I mean, she's to sound hip. Okay.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Hip.
You are rad, man.
Oh, thanks. Holmes.
Just let it go there.
Old skillet head.
Rad.
Rad is right.
Can you hurry up and get that info and jump back?
Our weatherman was a very... You remember Walter Cronice?
Okay.
Yeah.
He was pushing 60, I think, when we started working together. And he only liked Glenn Miller music. So, you know, he always made off like, I don't know what that is. That's crap. That's not Glenn Miller. So we tried to... We put him through hypnotist classes, mm-hmm. and we taught him all the latest terms.
Hypnotist?
And so he started doing things like weather in a word, gnarly. Yeah. And rad. I know he used that one, too.
Rad, yeah. Well, when these words trickle down to me, you can be sure that they're no longer popular with the rad crowd.
Well, what are some of the other words from within our lifetime that came and went, but were very, very popular for at least some period of time? Boss was one.
Yeah, that's
and
one.
That's Boss.
Now, I still like that one.
It's amazing.
23 Skidoo.
Did you get that from your great-grandfather?
it's amazing the one that that still kind of hangs on. Cool. Hung on for
that has never
for decades.
That's never gone out of
Cat's Pajamas has come and gone, but cool.
Cool is still there. What are some of the others? Come on, is there a place we can Google?
I had totally Tubular Barbie.
Tubular. That was was that 80s or
90s? It was 80s.
Yeah.
What was that be called? It's not slang over the years, but it'd be
too slang.
But I mean, it would be. It's
slang adjectives.
Yeah, because I mean, there's plenty of slang, but this is more in a positive type nature, more of a
through the history.
Just type all those words into Google. That's what I do whenever I have a thought about something. I just type the whole thing into Google and see what it brings back.
Slang
I would say,
what
is the word?
53 slang terms by decade.
Oh, this should be cool.
Good one.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Okay, 1920s. 23 Skidoo is where that comes from. Cat's Pajamas, Gams, The Real McCoy, Hotsy Totsy.
Emily, do you know what your gams are?
Your legs.
The Bee's Knees.
Bee's Knees.
1930s, I'll Be a Monkey's Uncle.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Stooges have an episode called I'll Be a Monkey's Uncle. Yeah.
Juke Joint. Skivvies. Girl,
those are your undergarments.
Girl Friday.
It's like your best friend.
As a secretary or female assistant.
Well, like his Girl Friday.
My Girl Friday.
It's a good movie.
1940s, Blockbuster.
Yeah, okay.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah, there's a history behind that
term. My parents.
Sitting in the Hot Seat.
That. Yeah.
Smooch.
Smooch, yeah.
No. And Cool. 1940s.
Okay, 40s. Oh, that, there's one that survived. Yep.
1950s, Boo Boo. Hi-fi hipster. And the Big Brother term. Came in then.
Hipster.
Someone of authority monitoring your actions in the 1950s. In the 1960s, Groovy.
Groovy.
Oh, yeah.
Groovy. That's what made Austin Powers so cool. He brought back a lot of that stuff.
It's funny, that some of these do make a comeback.
Daddy-O.
Daddy-O. Oh.
That's a good one.
You beat Nick. You
cool beans.
Beat Nick.
That's where Hippie came from. And then The Man.
The Man.
Person of power.
You're
authority.
You're the man.
Mm-hmm.
1970s, Catch You on the Flip Side.
Right.
I Can Dig It. Get Down. Dig. Boogie. Yeah. Mind Blowing. Let's Go Pump Some Iron and Workaholic.
Worst decade of all.
1980s.
Oh, yay.
Here we go. There's nine of these. That's where Yuppie came into play.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chillin'. Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Yeah,
yeah,
Bodacious.
Yeah.
Fly.
Oh, yeah, that's you're so fly.
I don't
you're
remember
so
that.
Fly.
Gag Me with a Spoon.
That's from Heathers, isn't it?
Let's see. Did I say Gnarly? Gnarly's in there. Preppy.
Yeah, is Rad in there?
Dweeb.
Dweeb. Dweeb.
Oh. You're such a dweeb.
Rad is not showing up in the 1990s. Homie, Homeboy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Home Skillet.
What's up?
Word.
Word.
Oh, word. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know.
It means yes, I agree.
Word. Word. Okay.
Yeah, great. You've never heard me say it in that context.
Dis.
Whether or not word.
Word.
Yeah.
Show disrespect.
No,
dis.
Dis.
Get jiggy.
I've never heard that.
Still use dis.
Yeah. My bad.
Well, I just say my bad sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then do we have any further? 2000s. Something called a Barney bag, which is a gigantic purse. I've never heard
of
that.
I've never heard of that.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Newbie.
Yeah.
Peeps.
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 Oh, I hate that when people say that.
Sweet. Means, you know, that's sweet. That's,
oh, yeah. Sweet.
That's like real.
There was that whole scene in Dude, Where's My Car? Where they both got tats. Dude, what does mine say? Sweet. What does mine say? Dude. What does mine say? Sweet.
And then rents, as in your parents' rents. So, yeah, there you go.
Pretty cool stuff. Thanks for the research on that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Internet.
Now we go to the Tomb of the Unknown Caller.
Hi, who's this?
That would be right. It's me.
Who's
me?
Excuse me.
Oh, it's Rusty.
I'm a little horse.
You're a little horse.
Yes. Tiny equine.
Okay. A tiny equine.
I ran into boyfriend the other day.
Well, he's fiance, you know.
I forgot he got promoted. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, he earned it.
And with our conversation, I hope you took it in the spirit which it was intended. It just seems to me you have been so much happier.
Yeah, you're. It's a kinder, gentler.
She hit me yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but besides that carnage yesterday, she's a kinder, gentler family.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it has been kind of hard to put things together since she's made this turn. I mean, she's not smacking Jay around like she was.
I've ruined the show.
No, I'll just have to up my game, you know, and I'll, you know.
But the chemistry did change a little bit, huh?
Well, I'm on drugs now, so I'm sure I'll say something.
You should explain that.
It was so funny a while ago. You were on TV and your hands, there's some movie where the guy's washing his hands and it's like, it looks like Bruce Lee from that movie where his hands are doing that thing, and you were kind of moving your hands a lot while you were on TV a while ago. So.
I do want to explain for those just tuning in. I had some dental work done the day before yesterday, right. And yesterday I was in...
Why do you use air quotes when you say that?
I was... Hush.
Dental work.
I was in a lot of pain, and I went back to the doctor, and today I'm not in pain, so you just...
She went to see Homie the Street Dentist.
Performing Emily is under the influence of...
Told you about Tree Fitty.
It's all legal.
It was cool. But we had a real good conversation, and you know, I'm real proud and real happy for both of you, because it's like you guys were made for each other, you know?
Thank you. That's so sweet. He's so perfect.
And he talked about you and his daughter and how that just fits so well. And, you know, I just see a bright future for you two, and I'm very happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rusty. I'm going to come over here and get emotional.
Well, don't get all mushy, because your straw might not be able to suck up those eggs.
I can't use that straw.
You like that photography this morning, Rusty?
That was Ansel Adams quality stuff right there.
Thank you, because I did make her. She likes cheesy scrambled eggs, and that's what I made special for her. Jay and Rich got ham and eggs.
Yeah, we got gruel.
And got the gruel? Okay. Well, look, you guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. My friend.
Thanks, Rusty. Isn't that so nice? Isn't that so sweet?
He is. That's Rusty all the way. For this, since we were talking all those slang terms, and The Man was one of them. We should play The Man song this morning.
The Man.
In fact, I think I will.
You're the man.
Thanks. 7:58. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, has approximately 200, give or take, vehicles to sell that have met the highest standards for resale anywhere in the River Region. If it's got the Jack Ingram name on the back, that means it has passed first the toughest standards for engine. Whether it's a relatively newer model or it goes back a few years, if the mechanics find one reason that car could present trouble, they're not interested in reselling somebody else's trouble. So the vast majority of cars they take in trade, they'll give you a good price on your trade. I lowered my car payment when I bought new with them last year. But they will not, very rarely do they take something in trade that ends up back on their lot, because they're that committed to excellence. The body, of course, has to have a good vehicle history, look showroom new, and the interior has to be clean and pristine. Those three things, then, and only then, does it go on the lot for resale at Jack Ingram. Signature Used Cars. For the most unused car shopping experience on the planet, see Tip Tames and that great group with Greg and the folks that will guide you through the process. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online. They can guide you through price categories, model types, or style types. However you want to shop, do it at jackingram.com. Fox News coming up first. Quick check on traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.